Well, that doesn't feel great at all, does it? What happened to the Bears in this game is wild, man. It is wild. Hey, welcome in. I'm Lawrence Holmes. This is my podcast, the House of L podcast. We are reacting to the end of that game, the end of the Bears game in Washington, where it felt like the Bears were destined to lose. And then it looked like they were destined to win. And then they ended up losing. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. I got the Remy Martin cap on. We have given away some Remy Martin swag. I got to figure out, they actually got me this sign. Let me see. For the people who are watching on YouTube, let me see if I can at least hold up the sign for you. Show some love. Look at this. Look at this. We are out here balling with this partnership. Shout out to Remy Martin. This sign is amazing. For those of you who are just listening to the podcast, I now have an electric Remy Martin sign. For those of you on YouTube, you can now see it. It lights up. But I haven't figured out how to hang it yet because I like my little wall of pictures. But maybe over there we can find a space for our awesome electronic Remy Martin sign. Even giving me like the spooky look. I got the spooky look going on. So shout out to everyone who watches on YouTube. We appreciate you. Thanks to everyone who also just listens. All right, let me get back on the microphone. So that was a thing. It was a thing that happened with the Bears. It was not fun at all, really, when you think about it. Like, it was not a good thing that we saw happen with this team. Let me start with the thing that I imagine most people are talking about right now, and that's the way the offense looked. Now, as the game was going on, I'm sitting there thinking, because the show has a group chat, and Shane was like really upset. He's like, oh, this is, makes me change the way I feel about the Bears overall. My whole thing is that there has been too much about vibes when it comes to the Bears and Caleb. What I want is wins. And so if you do have a terrible first half, which the Bears had, if you are still in a tough game, you're in a two-possession game, and you win it, that shows me something. Them coming back in this game actually shows me a lot about their character as a team. Probably shows me a lot more about their defense more than anything, but the fact that Caleb could make the plays and the throws that he needed to make towards the end of this thing, I think is significant. I think that there is something to be learned. It would have been a much easier lesson to learn if the Bears were able to defend the Hail Mary by Jaden Daniels. But as the game's going on and the Commanders find themselves in the red zone over and over again, I'm sitting there going, if they don't convert at least one of these into a touchdown, they're going to lose the game. Now, they ended up winning the game. The football gods righted everything in this game by that Hail Mary being caught by Noah Brown. But my goodness, like, it's shocking. It's a shocking loss because you feel like you went from gonna lose, gonna be totally bummed out that they lost, to, oh, they're going to win, and this is a launchpad win for them. Shout out to Launchpad McQuack. This is a launchpad win for the Bears. And yet, they didn't do what they needed to do on the last play of the game. To be losing the game and then have a chance to win it, and you lead and you get the lead with, what, under a minute to go in the game. It's your first lead of the game. And you're sitting there thinking, oh, it's protected. Washington did a good job of running those four plays down the field to give Jaden Daniels an opportunity to throw it to the end zone. He missed the end zone by 5 yards. But because Tyreek Stevenson hit it, and they always teach you to knock it down, but he was at the height of his jump. So I understand, like, you just wanted to put a hand on it. It's really well done. Have a guy in the back of the end zone waiting for a tip. That's what you're supposed to do. And they did it, and it turns out to be a disaster for the Bears, and they lose 18-15. Like, it's so sad. That win would have meant so much to the Bears and their season. Imagine if they're coming back home and they're 5-2, even though they didn't play well in this game. Imagine what that feels like with them getting ready to go to the desert. And now you have to sit there and go, ooh, because let me tell you something. I'm with everyone that's been sitting here thinking about the possibility of the Bears in the playoffs. Like, I'm right there with you. Like, I'm like, okay, now we've reached this point where we can start dreaming a little bit. That means you have to pay attention to the NFC. And what went on in the NFC today, not great for the Bears. One, you lose a game to a team that you're theoretically chasing for a wild card spot. Washington may end up winning the division. We'll see. But the other team in their division that you have to pay attention to is the Eagles. And the Eagles look like they've gotten their shit together over the last couple of weeks. Arizona wins a game that maybe people thought they weren't going to win. So now this game that you play next week is really significant because you could end up with another NFC loss and falling behind an Arizona team. I know that that might be some macro thinking, some big picture thinking when it comes to the Bears, but I thought that's what we were doing now. I thought that's where we were going with all of this is big picture thinking.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Let me get to the small picture thinking, and it has to do with Shane Waldron and the Bears offense. The play on the goal line to Doug Kramer, overall, I don't have a problem with handing him the ball. Obviously, we've been joking about this on The Score for the last couple of weeks. We even had Doug on the station asking him if he can catch. At some point, you were going to use that play. I personally thought that play call in that situation was a little too cute. DeAndre Swift had an excellent game, although he does still seem to bounce inside runs on the outside, but it worked this week, so I'm not going to cause too much of a fuss on it. But you have Roschon Johnson, and quite honestly, Doug Kramer in for the reasons of go get an ISO block and lead him on a 1 yard touchdown run. That's the whole point of having him on the team. There was a level of arrogance, quite honestly. More arrogance from Matt Nagy, as Wayne Larrivee would say, although in this case it was Shane Waldron. There was a level of arrogance that went with that play, and it sucks. And I don't know who. It felt like maybe Caleb could have waited an extra beat because he's dealing with Kramer and he's not dealing with Roschon or DeAndre Swift or Khalil Herbert. But still, that just football can be a very simple game when you do it right. And maybe that's just one of those moments where you just hand the ball off to your running back and let him run behind Doug Kramer and score. The defense of this team, I thought played amazing. It's another game where they pretty much gave up field goals. I know that the final score indicates there's a touchdown, and we all saw the touchdown, and the touchdown is like a dagger to the heart. It really is. But the whole reason that the Bears had an opportunity to win that game, is because the defense did what it had to do on third down and in the red zone. They were able to do that. They were able to stop Washington. And yet, you end up in this place where you're sitting there going, what in the world just happened? Why weren't they able to close that game out? And the questions about the offense, why did it look so bad? Now, granted, the rules state that the players are not supposed to be at the facility during their bye week. Like, that's by NFL rule. You would think, though, with an early start, meaning this past week, you're starting, they started on Washington, like actually practicing it on Monday. So you had an extra day of, actually two, let's call it two extra days of practice, because on Wednesday, your players are fresh and not coming off of a game. So you had two extra days to practice this, and this is what the offense looked like. It looked super clunky. Caleb looked uncomfortable, and let me tell you at least why I thought he looked uncomfortable. I'll have to go talk to some experts and look at the tape again, but here's what I thought. You can let me know in the comments if you agree. I thought Washington did an amazing job of mugging the A-gap and showing Caleb Williams looks he wasn't ready for. So the A-gap, either side of the center, right? You're watching guys get in there, and then the Bears did a good job of trying to figure out, are they in man or in zone? And a lot of times teams do that. They use motion to do it. So they motion players over, and it looks like with them blitzing the A-gap that if they're going to be in man, they even send someone with the motion man to make it look like man coverage. And sometimes it wasn't, and it messed him up. There were times when you saw him go, oh man, I thought I had something I didn't. And then you had the breakdowns of plays, him having to run for his life, him throwing the ball. That was the thing that was most disappointing in watching this game, is even when he had time, he sailed some throws, he rushed some throws, and that's how you end up with his statistics at the end of the game. Caleb Williams was 10 for 24. That's real bad. Less than 50% completion, 59.9 passer rating. He did make up for it a little bit with his ability to get out on the move. He had 10 rushes for 41 yards. That's too many for me. I really didn't like at the end. It didn't end up mattering. I didn't like at the end that they ran like two QB draws, or Caleb saw something he didn't like and took the ball down twice down there. Like, it really, I was like, ooh, this feels like you should be trying to get the ball to Keenan Allen in the end zone. And they ended up doing that. They got a flag, and then they got themselves in the end zone. But if you walked away from this game going, what's Shane Waldron doing? I don't have a good answer for you. I don't understand how they looked so bad against a defense that wasn't great. This was Washington's best defensive game of the year. They did a great job of shutting down the Bears offense. Now, DeAndre Swift got over a buck. He was fantastic in this game. But when you look up and you see 10 completions for a guy that's pretty good or have been playing pretty well, Cole Kmet caught one pass in this game. It's a big catch. One. Keenan Allen had 7 targets and 2 receptions. Now, one of those is a flag, so it's really important. DJ Moore had 2. When you only have 10 completions, there's not a lot of food to go around the table. So they've got to fix a lot of stuff. And that's the part where you go, man, I was hoping that they were beyond this point. And clearly, they're not. They're not. You now saw what the Bears look like when they took a step up in competition. I don't know how good Washington is overall. And we were watching it. I tell you this much. I think the game would have gone even worse for the Bears with a healthy Jaden Daniels. Because I agree with Tony Romo that some of the torque on those throws over the middle, he just didn't have. Luckily for him, he had enough torque to get the ball down to the 5-yard line and so it could be tipped into the end zone at the end. But this, I think, would have looked different and worse for the Bears had he been healthy. But yeah, if you leave this game with questions about the Bears' preparation, what Shane Waldron is doing, is Caleb as good as we thought after the 3 weeks against teams? And that's why you had to keep saying this is against the Lions team at the time that was really bad. This is against the Carolina Panthers that are terrible, the worst team in the league. And then Jacksonville, who's quit. Now you're playing a team that didn't quit. And see the difference? Even when it looked like the game was over, they didn't quit. And they won. To the credit of the Bears, though, they also didn't quit. And I think that there is something good about that. I think that they didn't fold it up, that Caleb didn't give up in this game, that they found a way to march down the field and take the lead. Those are all positives. But I thought we had now reached the point, like we as a collective had agreed that the expectations for this team are now different. Now, if you're saying to me that they aren't and you're only about the development of quarterback, I'm cool with that because I think that that's a really important element. But if you were sitting here going, yeah, we should be thinking about the playoffs with this team, then it's fair for you to be mad that they didn't take a step forward and make a change. Like they it's stuff that you had seen before and they didn't make a change and make it right. And Shane Waldron came out there and it looked like a lot of Bears games that we've seen in the past with whatever quarterback. Like that's not even Caleb specific. It looked like, oh, you had 2 weeks to get ready and this is what you came up with. The good news is that they were able to figure some stuff out and attack Washington at the end of the game. The bad news is they take that flight home from Washington and it's like, man, we really gave one away. And did we deserve to win it in the first place? And after not deserving to win the game and thinking that you had won the game, you end up losing the game. So much to discuss. Don't worry, we got you covered. Tomorrow morning, the morning buzz, we will have that for you. Your patronage of this podcast is very much appreciated, whether you're watching on the YouTube page or if you're on Apple or Spotify. If you are on Apple and Spotify, come subscribe to the House of L YouTube page. It would be very helpful, and we thank you. I'm sorry that the game ended this way. I know that it sucked. I could feel it. I could hear my neighbors groaning at the end of that game. It wasn't that type of groaning. Groaning because the Hail Mary had been answered. I know Chicago is hurt right now. But there is another game next week. And this podcast will be in Arizona next week for that game. And I think I'm going to be at the game. So we'll do our best, and I know that you will too, to try to get over this. But this is going to be a week of us spending a lot of time talking about some things that didn't go right. And it's a shame because it could have been a, man, they really escaped this one type of week. But it ain't going to be that. It's going to be some people calling the radio show saying Matt Eberflus should be fired. What's Shane Waldron doing here? The quarterback ain't good. So I'm ready for it. You should get ready for it too. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.